This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to EXO Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. If you're hearing this when the episode came out, it's Friday. It's almost the weekend, and I hope that you are adjusting well to spring if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. I am really excited for it to be sunny and warm outside and get to do stuff outside. As I'm recording this, it's like really cold and snowed earlier in the day, so that feels far away from now, but it's not. I mean, April is here, and gosh, it's wild. This year is going by. It's going by pretty fast. Anyway, today our episode is about dealing with the breakup and the hope of getting back together and processing a breakup. And I think it's funny because we have talked about breakups, obviously, on this podcast before, but I don't know if you could ever really talk about it enough because they all look different. They're all for different reasons, and the way we process them is different for different people, but there just isn't a lot of support out there for going through this difficult thing. No matter what, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And the more we can support each other in this and remind each other that we're going to get through it, we're going to be okay, the better. I've had some really hard breakups in my life personally, breakups where I thought things would never get better. I thought I would never feel secure or safe enough to love anybody else again. I mean, I was like convinced it wasn't worth it, you know? But as time goes on, we find that there's so much more to life than this situation, and we do get through it. All right, my loves, let's get to the question. Hi, Bunny. I'm writing in to ask for your higher self perspective on trusting divine timing. I'm currently going through a breakup. We dated for the last 4.5 years, and there was never anything in my body that said he was not the one. Yes, we would sort of bicker like my grandparents, but whenever we argued, we never yelled, and we always talked it through. We had gone through a rough patch in the past year, and it got worse the last few months. He moved out of my parents' home where we were living, and I stayed. My dog passed, and we both had family in the hospital, along with him being laid off from work with no car. I have dealt with an immense amount of sexual trauma and emotional abuse. Not in this relationship, but every single one before him. He is the first man to treat me how I always deserved. When he broke up with me, I could see the love in his eyes and feel it in our last kiss. I didn't feel like it was a breakup because I felt so strongly in that moment that he will come back, and I still believe he will. I'm just terrified and heartbroken that I even have to process his leaving. The last year, I have held my grasp tight on the relationship, hoping we would make it through, and it seems my grasp was suffocating, and now he says he doesn't want a relationship, that he doesn't know himself. He says he still loves me and that I have a home in his heart. To me, he is just crumbling under financial stress, and now that he's back to work, I think he's going to be back on his feet. He's just not thinking clearly right now. And if he is thinking clearly, that scares me because even if in my heart I believe he will come back, I don't know if he will. I have no clue, but all I know is that I don't ever want to be abused again. I don't want to be intimate with anyone else. My body is too sacred to me now, and I do believe he will come back. I guess my question is, how do I get through this? Because every advice on social media will say, if he leaves you, you deserve better. But I still believe we're made for one another, and part of me feels that this breakup is what we need to truly trust one another. But what do I say to myself to help me focus on me rather than telling myself he's going to come back? I'm afraid he will find someone else, although he said to me he doesn't want anyone right now and that I don't have to worry. We both dealt with a lot of trauma growing up. His mom passed away and his family is not close. I believe he needs to know what it means to go and come back and to need to know what it feels to have someone come back. I know after some distance, I need to remind him I'm here. He has my family too. I don't know how to put these worries away and focus on what I need in this moment because I've worked so hard in our relationship to keep it together. My brain is still trying. I know the answer is to focus on myself, but how do I trust this will all work out? I know this is a divine timing and I do believe in the power of our love. It never got toxic, always felt pure. I just don't know how to cope because I certainly don't want to cope in the same ways I would have when I was younger. Before I go, I do want to say I go to therapy weekly and I do try to heal and be present in life. I hope you see this and thank you so much for your existence and everything you do with your platform. Hi, babe. I'm so sorry that this has been hard for you. I think part of the issue here is that your hope of the two of you getting back together is keeping you from actually processing the loss from your breakup. Whether or not you get back together later does not change the fact that right now, the person you lived with, were intimate with, talked to all the time, made plans together with, is no longer there, is no longer in that role in your life. That in itself is very hard. Even if it is ultimately for the best, there is a void where that person was. Even if you didn't want to get back together with him, there would still be that void. The transition of a breakup is emotionally challenging and brings up a lot of fear, a lot of hurt, confusion as to what to do so you can be okay. But truthfully, after a breakup, you won't feel okay. And it's not realistic to think that you will always feel okay. But every painful feeling that we go through, every painful experience is temporary. Right now, the only soothing thought you have to deal with feeling the pain, the only source of peace that you have is the thought of getting back together with him. But there is no guarantee of that. So that can't be your coping mechanism. That can't be your safe space right now. That can't be your security because it's not dependable. It's not secure. Right now, this is an opportunity to give yourself what you're used to depending on from him. That is the difficult transition you are in, and that is the lesson. From him and the love that he gave you, you realized that you deserve love that is safe, that is healing, that doesn't make you feel less than, that isn't abusive. And that was a beautiful thing that you had with him. But just because he's gone doesn't mean you can't still access that truth. He didn't give that stuff to you. He just held up a mirror to yourself. He just held up a mirror so that you can see that you've always deserved that. This thing that you're going through, this difficult time, is something that we all have to go through at some point. It's the lesson of needing to learn how we nurture ourselves, how we give ourselves security, how we find support outside of our romantic relationships. Who do we lean on? What practices help us feel better when the fear comes up? What mantras do we have to say? Where is our connection to our higher self, our true sense of security? We think that the people that we love are our security, but what's really going on is that their love is showing us that we are already secure. Their love is helping us see that we're already whole. And what happens is we start thinking that it's because of them that we feel that way, but it's not because of them. They're not the source. We're the source. They're just showing us something that was already there and will always be there because we've always been whole. We've always been enough. Trusting in divine timing does not mean trusting that you will get what you want the way you want it. No, it means that you will always get what you need. If you choose to see it through the lens of your higher self, if you choose to see it through the lens of your own divinity, you will see that you get everything that you need. Part of what is going to help you is not only opening up to the possibility that he might not want to be back with you, but also opening up to the possibility that you might not want to be back together with him. We think we know what we need, but to be honest, we don't know what we need. And that is trusting divine timing. That is having faith in the universe, accepting that whatever happens is ultimately what will help us be more fully awakened to our self-worth. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get back together, but don't get trapped in tunnel vision. Ask yourself, what if there is other possibilities of what would make me feel happy and loved and inspired? What if there are other portals, other people, other practices, other intimacies I can build with myself that are actually even more fulfilling than I could have ever expected? And that's what happens when we lose something. There's room for something else. It might not always be exactly what we thought it was going to be. But if we keep our hearts open to receiving, it's going to start showing up in ways that we could have never expected. We can have a deep desire for something while at the same time surrendering to our path. Right now, your path is without this person. Without him, without the relationship. So how can you take this opportunity? What is this moment teaching you about yourself? Why do you think he is the only person who could make you feel safe? Where does that thought come from? And how can you separate this relationship from your past wounds and fears about being abused? What is this breakup triggering in you? And how could you possibly see it differently? The universe gives us some really difficult curriculum sometimes. A breakup can spark this journey within yourself that you didn't feel prepared for, that you thought you weren't ready for, or you didn't realize you even needed. But that is because we are loved by something greater than ourselves. That wants us to know our wholeness, our divinity, that wants us to finally see how amazing we are. And in that way, this breakup is such a gift. It is such a gift, as painful as it is. It is such a beautiful gift. It's going to help you continue to heal, to continue to heal your past, so that you can create a future that is even more glorious than you could have anticipated. But it's just one moment at a time. So lean on other things. When we have the void of a person no longer being there, we have to replace it with something. We can't expect ourselves to feel okay when we haven't brought in more things that give us a sense of comfort, that give us a sense of safety. So what does that look like for you now? And how can you cultivate even more of that? So that even though there's going to be hard times and hard days, you have something more to lean on, whether that's friends, family, spirituality, art, journaling, meditation. It's in our most challenging times in our life where we have such profound shifts in our spiritual journey. And we get to know ourselves in such deeper ways. So try your best to trust and embrace what is. All right, my love, I know it's not easy, but you can do this. whenever I'm going through something really hard, like a breakup or the end of a friendship or maybe this sense of failure to not get something I wanted in my career or trouble to my family, I know that there's something deeper going on. There's a deeper lesson to be learned. And even if it's not always clear at first, I have to keep reminding myself that there's more to know. This is a teaching moment, as brutal as it can feel. Because life is up and down. Life is full of loss. You know, sometimes we're on top and sometimes we're not. And that's just the nature of being a human being in this world. Our wisdom comes from being grounded in something much deeper than what happens. And being able to access that part of ourselves is what is going to sustain us through life, through the trials of life, through the good and through the bad. So when we experience loss, it's a really beautiful opportunity to connect to that deeper place, that deeper safety, that inner peace. That is the connection to your higher self, which is ultimately connected to source, or whatever word you want to use, the oneness in all of us, the eternal nature, the divinity, the grace. We're so much more powerful than we are aware of most of the time. And sometimes when you lose everything, you realize how much you actually really have inside of you. All right. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. And don't forget that. And I will try my hardest not to forget it either. All right, babes. We'll see you next week. Take care.